While the property has become entangled in the federal government shutdown for EPA, state DEC is still on the grounds determining what's there and how dangerous it is. Outside, there is a health study of the effect of the plant on neighbors over time. Results of phase one of a separate soil study were released last night, saying there are problems, especially chemicals like arsenic and the chemical group called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. UB chemistry professor Joseph Gardella says this was a screening to find problem areas.
City of Tonawanda, Town of Tonawanda, Grand Island, all are well-kept suburban areas. People keep up their yards. They bring in fresh soil. And so if we didn't have a conservative number, we may have missed contamination that's been there for a long time. You know, and in phase two, it allows us to go back to only those areas that we think have a systematic problem.
Gardella says people whose property is free of chemicals receive that info in writing. He says when serious problems are found, that's reported to the property owner immediately, and those notices included two warnings to Grand Island schools where chemical problems were found, and the school district is in the process of getting them resolved. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.